it was less than 2 years ago in 2016 when Measure J was on the Sonoma County ballot, and it sought to provide some new funding for county parks. It was defeated, barely defeated, and now the regional park system needs our help. Will there be another ballot measure in November? Let's find out. On the KSRO Live Line with us is the director of Sonoma County Regional Parks, Bert Whitaker. Welcome back, Bert.
Hey, good morning, Pat. Great to be talking to you.
Yeah, a lot of people are going to be spending a lot of time in the parks, I have a feeling, this weekend, certainly this summer. And what's the likelihood of another ballot measure in November being put on because the Parks Department needs money?
Yeah, no, thanks, Pat. And you know, I got great news to report. I had a wonderful discussion yesterday with our Board of Supervisors, and there is a lot of interest really from the community, from everybody, to really look at it. We have this amazing Sonoma County park system, but it's getting older. We need to take better care of our natural resources, and our funding, it just hasn't kept up, as we saw with Measure J a couple years ago, and we're doing our best to make sure that we are educating everyone about the park system and what the needs are in 2018.
And what is the county as a whole able to give the park system in terms of assistance here?
Are you talking about the future assistance we're looking for?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anything,
so what we're talking about here would be is a 1/8 cent sales tax that would be countywide that would really generate the much-needed dollars to care for our existing parks, as well as it would funnel some good money actually into our city parks as well. We see this idea where, you know, parks are local. People love their backyard parks. They love their open spaces, and they love everything in between. We really want to see Sonoma County really invest at this at all levels for our community.
Okay, now explain to me again, if you would, Bert, the sales tax hike would be how much?
It would be a 1/8 cent.
1/8 of a cent.
Correct.
It's amazing you can even, you know, you split up a penny to that degree in this
day and
age.
It is amazing. 1/8 cent equates to about $11 million a year of new funding to support our parks and open spaces.
And we're talking about more than 11,000 acres, about twice what it was 10 years ago that you oversee.
Yeah. We have really grown. And, you know, and these are amazing places. But you look at, you know, Taylor Mountain is a wonderful example where, you know, the public's been out there for 3 or 4 years, but it's only about a third of the trail system has been built. And we've got a grant to do some more trail building. But, you know, without some extra funding coming, it's going to be a long time before we really can give the public the true experience of exploring the entirety of Taylor Mountain the way we would like to see.
Does the state help out our county park system at all?
Well, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that. And great news, the voters last week did approve a state parks bond, which has something that's been over a decade since that type of funding has been available. And it's really exciting because it is going to do things like allow us to invest in more protection of our open spaces and taking care of our streams and our rivers. And also some dollars in there, hopefully, to reinvest. And that's great news. The reality is we also do need some dollars locally to help match those funds so we can bring as much of that state money as possible into Sonoma County.
There's also recovery involved, Bert, from the October wildfires, and so much work has been needed and will continue to be needed, I would assume.
No doubt about it. Our two major burn parks, Hood Mountain Regional Park and Shiloh Ranch up near Windsor. You know, we're going to be watching those closely, and they've got a lot of needs now that we're watching them recover from the fire and making sure that the invasives are kept in check and really make sure that the trees recover the way we would like to see them recover so those parks are restored to the grandiose that we've all known and loved about them.
Yeah, we do appreciate that about them. Let me ask you this, Bert. How many of us pay our way into the parks like we should?
You know, I'll tell you, a lot, actually. We're almost to 28,000 park members, and these are folks who make the decision just to buy the pass and support us because of all the amazing parks that we have and the things we're trying to do. And, you know, we see a strong amount of use for people paying in lots, and of course there certainly are those folks who choose to park outside and not pay the fee, but you know what? I'm happy they're getting their time in their parks. It's important that we all get out there and enjoy the splendor of nature in Sonoma County.
Well, the splendor is great, and having people pay their due would also be great, I think. So I would think that there has been at least some research done since 2016 when Measure J missed the mark by not very much in terms of going on to fund our county parks. Has there been information garnered from that experience that might help us now get this whole thing together?
So many insights. And when Measure J was narrowly defeated, you know, we really, about a year ago, I started a conversation with all of our cities and the Parks and Rec directors and really just kind of seeing what the needs were and what they were hearing from their citizens and their communities. And we really found just that the challenges the cities are facing are similar to the challenges the county are facing. That number one, we all love our parks and our open spaces, and we want to see more. Everything's getting a little bit older, and we're all sort of struggling with this challenge of, as things are getting older, and you know, that restroom or that playground or that sports field has been there 20 or 30 years, you got to keep reinvesting in it to keep it viable for the community. And we're all just need this extra little push to see a much brighter future for our parks and open spaces in the next decade.
I think we need more dog parks, but maybe that's just me.
We've got a lot of dog lovers that enjoy our parks, that's for sure.
Yes, indeed. So is it a done deal that there will be a new measure on the November ballot?
Well, really what we heard yesterday is the board would like us to come back on July 10th and present them with the formal ordinance and expenditure plan, and we'll be talking really in much greater detail about what these dollars could do for the community, and it's a very exciting time.
And again, talk to us, Bert, about the amount of money that, if this new measure is passed, how much money would be provided to the parks?
This would bring in about $11 million of new funding for the parks, of which really the majority of it would be spent on our existing parks, and the balance of that would really be used to help make some improvements and continue connecting our parks via bike paths and trails and all the great things we want to see throughout the county.
All right, very good. And that is about $11 million a year, right?
That's correct.
Okay, a year for an 8-cent sales tax to fund the county parks. Well, we will watch it closely and keep posted on its progress as we move closer and closer to November. And thanks for being with us, Bert. Appreciate that.
Great. Thank you, Pat.
All right. That is the director of Sonoma County Regional Parks. Bert Whitaker is his name, and I have a feeling we will see that on the November ballot, and important for us to pay our fair share of the county park system, because a lot of us enjoy the ability for all of that open space at our fingertips and our footprints, I should say. And so we'll see the progress of that as we move into July, when that next public hearing will take place. So I have a feeling it is going to be moved forward, and no surprise there.